Wausau area. In areas to the north of Wausau, some widely scattered showers are expected to continue until 8 p.m. and then gradually dissipate. South of Wausau, after a break in the shower activity, widely scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm are forecast to return to the region between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. However, any precipitation that does develop should dissipate by sunset. Fog clouds are possible across parts of central Wisconsin early this evening. An upper-level low-pressure system in northeast Iowa will continue to move east-southeast along the Wisconsin and Illinois border this evening. This system has been responsible for numerous showers and thunderstorms across portions of southeast Minnesota, northeast Iowa, and southern Wisconsin during the afternoon and early evening hours. Some of these showers and storms have produced funnel clouds, but there have been no reports of tornado touchdowns. It appears that the atmospheric conditions may become favorable for funnel cloud development for a brief period this evening across portions of central Wisconsin. Persons in this region should not be unduly concerned, since the possibility of a tornado touchdown is very small. The threat to showers and storms and any resulting funnel clouds should diminish by around sunset as the low pressure area begins to pull out and the atmosphere stabilizes. High temperature in Wausau today was 77, low was 67, and there was 13 hundredths of an inch of precipitation. Normal high for today, 80, normal low, 58. Record high for today, 94, set in 1897. And the record low is 42, set in 1968. Sunset this evening is 8:48 p.m. and sunrise on Saturday morning is at 5:17 a.m.
A cold front will sag south from northern Wisconsin overnight and push into northern Illinois by morning. This front will interact with an unstable air mass to bring scattered showers and thunderstorms to much of the state. However, the activity will only linger into the evening hours across northern and central Wisconsin. High pressure will then build into the Great Lakes region behind the front, brisk north to northeast winds, especially along Lake Michigan. Ahead of the high will usher in a cooler temperatures and a lower humidities for the 4th of July. Skies will become mostly sunny as the high takes control of the weather. On Saturday night, the high will provide a clear and pleasant light. On Monday, the high will slowly drift to the east, but not before providing the state with a sunny day, along with pleasant temperatures. The forecast for Wisconsin and portions of surrounding states. Tonight we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms over much of the region. Heavy rainfall is possible in some locales. Partly cloudy skies are expected in the far north, where lows could drop as low as the middle 40s to lower 50s, and mostly 60s elsewhere. Partial sunshine is expected for the 4th, with only a scattered thunderstorm or two developing across Iowa and Indiana. Look for temperatures in the 80s over the southern part of the region, with 70s elsewhere, except for a few 60s in far northern sections. And now the forecast for central and north central Wisconsin, including Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, and Tomahawk. Tonight, scattered evening showers and thunderstorms ending, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows in the middle to upper 50s, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the 4th of July, mostly sunny, highs in the middle 70s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday night, clear, lows around 50. Sunday, sunny, highs in the middle 70s. The extended forecast Monday through Wednesday. A chance for thunderstorms each day, lows around 60, highs in the lower 80s. Once again, the forecast for central and north central Wisconsin for tonight. Scattered evening showers and thunderstorms ending, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows in the middle to upper 50s, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour.
At 6 p.m., Green Bay is reporting 73 degrees and cloudy. The dew point 67, humidity 81%. Winds east 8 miles an hour, and the barometer is 29.92 and falling. Downtown Green Bay 72. Wausau is 77, cloudy. Dew point 66, humidity 67%. Wind southeast at 5 miles an hour, and the barometer is 29.94 and steady. Sturgeon Bay 70 degrees, humidity 78%. Winds east 8 miles an hour, and the barometer is 29.96 and steady. The Doppler radar did show some widely scattered showers over about the northern half of the state of Wisconsin, generally north of Wausau, extending west to Marinette Menominee. This area extended north into Upper Michigan. Widely scattered showers were drifting to the southeast around 20 miles per hour. The more widespread area of rain showers and thunderstorms covered about the southern one-third of the state. This area was generally south of Wisconsin Rapids and extended over towards Madison, then over to Milwaukee, and then out over the lake. This area was also moving to the east at around 20 to 25 miles per hour. Otherwise, over the state, Appleton is reporting 75, cloudy, Oshkosh 75, partly sunny. Manitowoc 73, Rhinelander 72, partly sunny. Milwaukee 74, light rain. Madison 71, and rain. Medford 73, partly sunny. Marshfield 73, cloudy, along with Wisconsin Rapids. La Crosse 79, cloudy, and Eau Claire 79, cloudy. West into Minnesota, Minneapolis 80, cloudy, and Duluth 62, cloudy. North into UP, Menominee 70, Escanaba 72, and Iron Mountain 65.